It is another edition of our fantasy sports podcast on Breakfast Benz. Tim Benz along with Jeff Erickson. Jeff is the best fantasy analyst from the best fantasy website in the world. It is RotoWire. Jeff, good to catch up with you again as we are speaking. We are getting NFL scheduling leaks moment by moment. One thing I know about your Bengals, you've got plans on New Year's Eve, right? Against the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes, sir. I'm not much of a New Year's Eve partier anyhow, so I'll definitely be rooted for that game. I'm looking forward to that. I kind of want to see it earlier in the season, to be honest with you. I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's just this big buildup and all that. You know, it could be for home field advantage. But you're also probably dealing with teams that are less than full strength health wise. You're trying to figure out who's going to play, who's not going to play. I'd rather see it like week 8, to be honest with you. But that's just me. We'll see. I mean, it will be a massive game. And the thing is, we're always going to have to play that. As long as we're expecting good things, that means we get the Chiefs. We get the Bills, Jaguars also this year, that first place schedule. But so it goes.
Are the Chiefs allowed to play out of primetime at any point? Do they play only in primetime moving forward?
You know what? They've earned it, right? Savor the flavor, I guess. I mean, it's like we always see Peyton Manning and Tom Brady every single week. I mean, that's the way it is right now. We're going to see the thing I'm going to be annoyed at more is like, oh, the Jets. Hey, you're tired of the Jets? Here's the Jets again. You know, a New York team that's supposed to be any good. I mean, so be it. I mean, the AFC is just loaded this year. It's going to be wild to see some of these battles just to get to the playoffs. I mean, Jets fans think that they're already in the Super Bowl right now. It's really remarkable. And they might be. It might be Tom Brady going to the Bucks. It might be Rodgers to the Jets. Might be like that. But for their sake, I hope it's not like Brett Favre going to the Jets.
The biggest thing that surprised me so far about some of the things we're seeing in the schedule is I did not have the Lions as the opponent for the Chiefs in the season opener on my bingo card.
No, I did not either. And hey, but you know, there are heady expectations for the Lions this year. You usually think it's going to be like, okay, in conference foe, it's going to be, you know, one of the, a good team too. I mean, the Lions, there are good things expected out of them, but hey, this is a team that hasn't made the playoffs yet. It's another team where I think, you know, it's tough to find value in, like, you know, winning their line on winning the NFC North, making the playoffs, winning, you know, X number of games. You know, it's tough finding that value right now.
Jeff, with that Black Friday game, I'm convinced now for fantasy players in the years to come, it's going to be quite the commitment because they're going to figure out a way to put a game on every night, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, they don't care about, like, hey, granted, it's Black Friday. Like, high school football for the most part is done then.
Not here. That's the day of the Whippeal Championships.
Okay, so that's, there you go. It's even worse.
Usually then, at, right? Acrisure Stadium. At least four of the games are usually at Acrisure Stadium.
Oh, man. So that's even worse then. You're kind of like encroaching on their territory. And it's one thing, you know, you respect, like, okay, we don't, you know, when college football plays those games on Black Friday, okay, fine. It's a little bit of mission creep, but you get it a little bit. But the NFL, like, respect everybody else. You already have Thanksgiving Day. I hated it, like, this year when we had over Christmas. Like, oh, we're going to change our regular schedule, so we're not playing on Christmas, like, having the full slate on Christmas Day, except we're going to have all three time slots on Christmas Day. And, you know, like, dude, when am I supposed to get a, first of all, selfishly, when am I supposed to get a break?
What about you, Jeff? What about you?
It's all about me. And as the fan, won't anybody think about the poor fantasy analyst? Come on. But also, like, you know, this is, also, the NBA's turf, and you're just kind of just crushing it because you're in the NFL and you can.
You know what? If I'm the NBA and if I'm the Players Association for the NBA, I'm going to the league and I'm saying, what are we getting out of this anymore? Like, you know, do you have to have us all on Christmas? If the NFL wants it, let them have it. Let them have it. Let them take it.
Well, it used to be kind of a thing, like, where there's a pride for the players to actually play on Christmas. I don't know if that's still the case. It still might be, but it's definitely a competing interest. It also happens to be like, you know, we're falling on that particular day. In a year from now, we won't care about that as much, but we're still in that fulcrum right now.
Jeff, on the topic of schedules, next up on the schedule for the Pirates is the Baltimore Orioles, and that's a problem for the Pirates. I mean, from a fantasy perspective here, who do you see eating lunch against the Pirates pitching staff for Baltimore, and vice versa? Do the Pirates' woes at the plate continue?
Yeah, well, I mean, the one thing is, on Sunday, at least Mitch Keller is going up against Kyle Gibson. I think that's a matchup that favors the Pirates. Keller, I'm super impressed with there. But Oviedo, Ronzi, we'll see what they can bring to the table there. you know, Baltimore sneakily has had a really good offense all season long. Oviedo had that nice little start the season, but he's up to a 5.59 ERA. Ronzi Contreras is up to 4.74. Kind of getting some chickens coming home to roost, I feel like, there, and especially on the offensive side, too. I think you look at, like, okay, they've been without O'Neill Cruz for this long. They've been out without Brew Breaker. Now they're without Velasquez. They're starting to kind of get eaten away at the injuries a little bit there. And, you know, baseball is such a long grind. It's a constant, okay, you know, constant coming at you there, a grind of a season there. And you're starting to see that on the hitting side. Like, there's been some fun little stories, but at the end of the day, we didn't expect most of these hitters to do much. And that's what's kind of happening now.
Are your prospect guys starting to talk at all about any Rodriguez and Henry Davis for the Pirates?
Well, Rodriguez, I think a lot of people drafted thinking that we're going to see him sooner rather than later. I'm frankly a little surprised he isn't up right now.
Well, especially with the fact that the Pirates catchers can't hit worth a lick.
Right, exactly. Rodriguez isn't killing it at AAA. He's not banging that door down. He's fine, 752 OPS, but not like last year at AA where he has like over 1100 OPS. Again, we're talking 20 games at AAA though still too. He's got to be better than what they're getting at the plate offensively. Now, behind the plate, Austin Hedges is a highly regarded defensive catcher. So I get it. You have young pitchers. Maybe the pitching has been one of the reasons why Pittsburgh is where they are right now. But I think you got to take a little bit of a long view here.
What about advice you got for fantasy players coming up this week? What trends should they be aware of as we move forward in May?
We got yet another stud pitching prospect getting the call tomorrow night, and Yuri Perez for the Marlins. And that's been an ongoing theme in baseball is every week we've had at least one stud young pitching prospect getting the call, making his debut. Big for us to add. Perez is actually the highest rated prospect of the bunch. 20-year-old, but he's coming straight out of AA. That's kind of intriguing, but the Ks are so high with him. 6'8", 220. Just throws really hard. He has that release point that throws people off. He could be very exciting. Now, the question for me is, like, how many innings does he throw? Can he stay healthy? These uber hard throwers, they all seem to get hurt, Tim, and that's something that's kind of scary.
That's a good point, and that's something that obviously Pirates fans will be watching when guys like Quinn Priester, he's not a massively hard thrower, but he's, you know, somebody that's coming through their pipeline that folks here are going to want to keep an eye on. What about in the AL East, Jeff? I mean, how are you seeing things play out when these incredibly talented teams of the East are playing each other when it comes to, you know, who's tending to get the better half, the pitchers or the hitters when the East teams are playing each other?
I mean, you know, the Red Sox at home are just such a potent lineup, third highest scoring lineup in baseball right now. Only the Rangers and the Rays are averaging more runs per game. And it's funny, the Rays are no longer leading baseball in runs per game. It's the Rangers. We'll see how long that lasts. But 6.3 runs per game for the Rangers, 6.1 for the Rays. Now, the Rays are leading everybody in run prevention as well. So yeah. I mean, that's a hell of a combination there. You saw it firsthand. Reds saw it firsthand. It's not, you know, you don't want that. You don't want that smoke. Let's avoid the Rays right now for sure. The Yankees, they're getting healthier. Harrison Bader is back. That's big for them. Their lineup was kind of decimated. They just got Aaron Judge back, obviously, too. Still without Stanton. It's still not like a super imposing lineup. Their young guys haven't really hit so much. Volpe had a grand slam the other day. You ask for miracles, I give you the A's bullpen. I mean, that's what the Yankees got offense got well against. So we'll see if that continues against real pitchers.
McClanahan, I mean, you're talking about guys with the Rays.
So good.
He's something else, isn't he?
Oh, he's ridiculous. I mean, when he made his debut, you saw some movement from him as a lefty with that sort of velocity and like sideways movement, even when he first got the call. Like, oh, this guy's going to be awesome. Give me some, pump that into my veins.
Jeff, what are you keeping an eye on in terms of NBA and NHL from a fantasy perspective, daily fantasy? What are you watching there with those two leagues?
Well, you know, with hoops, you know, AD got hurt last night. We'll see if he's going to play game six. I think as AD goes, the Lakers go. I mean, LeBron is awesome and amazing and an incredible story and great career, but they don't go anywhere without good Anthony Davis. So that's the thing to kind of watch for, I think. Can they get him healthy? And if so, you know, what sort of player is he in? Because he completely drives their defense. And, you know, if they get him involved offensively, it's just a completely different team. Can the Sixers close it out? That's something I'm going to be watching for, too. I mean, you're putting a lot of trust in James Harden and in Doc Rivers with their considering their respective playoff histories. But man, they look so good in game 5 in Boston.
And lastly, I think the next time you and I talk, The PGA Championship will be underway, right?
Yes, looking forward to that. Should be, this week we got the Byron Nelson. So next week, you know, everybody's going to be playing. You know, a lot of the top players are resting this week. So kind of interested to see how they bounce back.
Jeff, thanks a bunch. As always, tell folks what they can look for at RotoWire this week and next going into golf, if that's part of what's on the menu.
Absolutely. Len Hochberg's going to have the whole field ranked top to end. So Sean McKeel will be at the end as a one-time PGA champ. No offense to Sean, but and that'll help you from season long, from DFS, from a betting perspective, you name it, we'll have that covered. We'll also, of course, having tons of content for the NFL, getting you ready for the season. Dynasty leagues are drafting right now, Tim. It's crazy. You know, the cycle starts sooner and earlier than ever every single year, it seems like.
Jeff, thanks. Appreciate your time as always. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Take care.
Jeff Erickson from RotoWire.